those life hack videos. I watched one, and a guy was taking slices of cheese using a potato peeler. Now, I'd normally hack away at that with a bread knife. Hello, and welcome to the Terry McHugh Show. This is going out on Friday the 26th of January, but I am right now sitting on Thursday the 25th of January, and I'm not in the bar. I am in the changing rooms of the Armagh Marketplace Theatre, where I have just come off stage after one of the quietest gigs I have ever done. I don't know what it is. Like, if someone could answer me this, why, when you're having a tough gig, where you're not getting laughs, where you normally get laughs, is there always somebody there with like some sort of 20 a day bronchitis smoker's cough? Like, I don't know what happened there. It was really weird. You know, bits that I've done on the tour where I get a laugh tonight, I was getting a, ooh, can't say that. Very strange, very, very strange. But anyway, welcome. What have I been up to? Well, I've been telling jokes, working on fighting and arguing with the people I live with. Other than that, not much is going on. I did get new Lego. My son, the 16-year-old, I was keeping him going at Christmas. Because you see, at Christmas, my 13-year-old got me a present. And I had said to the other two, the 19-year-old and the 16-year-old, I says, look at that. I says, the 13-year-old got me a Christmas present, but you two didn't. And what the 13-year-old got me was an AFC Richmond shirt from Ted Lasso. I was over the moon. I was like, this is brilliant. I was keeping the R2 going. And I said to him, like I said to Patrick, I says, why didn't you get yourself one of these? He went, well, Daddy, I couldn't afford to. So it was either get me one or get you one. And I thought I'd get you one. And I was saying to the other two, I says, look at the sacrifices your brother made to get me a present. And anyway, so I was slagging the R2 but not getting me anything. And Michael had said, well, I'll get you something after Christmas. And I didn't think he would. But a parcel came to our house the other day and I'd ordered, and I says to him, I says, go and put that up in my drawer under the cupboard because I don't want you, we don't want him buying stuff. And he did. So I got home, went up to get this parcel, which was just jeans and shoes and stuff. And I pulled it out and there was a wee present wrapped up Christmas paper, and he opened it up and it was a fucking Lego X-Wing fighter. And not the new one from the new Star Wars, the original X-Wing fighter, like Red Leader and all that. Red Leader standing by. Red 2 standing by. You know all that one where the fat guy gets blown up. And Michael had bought me this. So I got stuck into that and I started building about 20 past 8 on Wednesday night. 11:30 I was still building away. Near finished, there were only two wings left. And I thought, you need to stop that rather than spoil it and do it all in one go. Like, so I got Lego and new jeans and new shoes. And a potato peeler. I bought a new potato peeler. That's the age I'm at now, where my big purchases are things like, well, I mean, a potato peeler is not a big purchase, but I actually got excited about going to get a potato peeler because what do you hear? I broke ours. Now, Mrs. McHugh reckons I broke it because I wasn't using it properly. In fairness to her, I was, right. So, you know, when you're watching the internet and, because, you know, you're doom scrolling and you're looking at stuff and it's all videos of crap and there's those life hack videos. I watched one and a guy was taking slices of cheese using a potato peeler. Now, I'd normally hack away at that with a bread knife, but he was using the potato, and so you get the potato peeler and you get the long edge of the cheese, not the big white flat edge because the potato peeler is not the weight, and just run it along the top of the cheese and it cuts a perfectly even slice of cheese. It's life-changing. You have to try it. It is life-changing. But I seen this and I went, oh, you know, and you look at those hacks and none of them ever work. It's always something stupid. You know, you're like, well, it's not going to work. It's so much so you don't even try it. But this one with the cheese, I thought, I'm giving that a go. And I tried it. And like I say, life-changing. But then I broke the potato peeler. So it was back to hacking away at the cheese with a bread knife. I'm peeling potatoes with a bread, because I don't own a wee knife. Oh, it's big, stupid knives. They're all blunt. Honestly, like, it's like peeling a potato with a spoon. So I went and I thought, I need to buy a potato peeler. But I live in Oma, so it's hard to find things. So I went to Poundland, I went to Super Value, they didn't have potato peelers. So I was leaving work the other day, and I said to my boss, I says, listen, this is, would you please remind me to go buy a potato peeler? And she looked at me like a two heads. And as I was leaving work, she says, Terry, she says, go buy a potato peeler. I was like, you are a legend. And I went to Asda and I bought a potato peeler. And I was like, do you want to see it? It's like, got a big soft handle and all. It's like, and I was like, oh my God, why am I excited about a potato peeler? You're 43 years of age. You know, used to get excited by like FHM magazine and Live TV. Live TV, number 13 on the old NTL boxes. You know, and going out with your mates and stuff. Now you're excited you bought a potato peeler. And then, do you want to need to buy? Need to buy a letterbox. My letterbox blew away off the door in the big storm. And I was on Amazon looking for letterboxes and actually researched them and all and going, oh, silver letterbox would look really nice on that door as opposed to the gold one. Gold one's a bit tacky. Oh, maybe get a black one. Oh, I could paint the door like sage green and get a cream one. That'd be nice and all. And that would go, and you're going, what happened to you? You used to go on the internet and like buy, you know, like guitars and, you know, Iron Maiden CDs and stuff. And now you're getting excited about buying potato peelers and a letterbox. And the thing is as well, I know that when that letterbox comes, paid 20 quid for it, I know when that letterbox comes, I will have fun putting it on and I'll be all proud of myself. Like, oh, look, I fixed the thing. You know, I used to fucking, you know. Oh, and the Orham thing I've been running as well. I got a treadmill after Christmas. So I did. I think I ordered it before Christmas, but arrived after Christmas. Because you can't go running in Ireland in January, February, March time. Maybe March, kinda. But like December, January, February, it's just dark. You know, you get out of work at 5 o'clock, it's dark, you can't go running. And it's cold, it's wet, it's miserable. So I'll buy a treadmill and I'll run on that instead. So I wanted to do 100 miles in January, 100 kilometers in January. I've done 71. So I think I've got 6 days to do 30 kilometers, which I think I could do. 3 10Ks. I'd, you know, rest day in between. I reckon I'd pull that off. Shrunk my good running shoes too. Went up a Cave Hill. Me and my best mate went up a Cave Hill. Looking for, if you ever driven up Belfast, North Belfast, you see the Cave Hill. If you look at the side of the Cave Hill, there's like a big white spot on it, on the side of it. And for years, like, I mean, for me, I was no age, like, I'm talking 9, 10, 11, younger, not even. I used to look up and go, what's that white spot? No one could ever tell me. Because that was back in the day when you didn't have the answer to everything in your pocket. What's the white spot? No one could tell me. And I always thought, I'm going to go up there someday, I'm going to find that. And me and my best mate have been talking about doing it for years. Like, since we were 10, 11, we've been talking about going up there and finding this thing. So I was up, it's after Newton Abbey gig. I went, right, I'm going to go up and we'll go up and find this. So Don said to me, says, right, we'll both go up. So I met him and went up and I wore my good running shoes, which got stinking, right? But we walk, you want to see the state of us. We get up and we knew we had to go off the beaten track a bit. So we're sitting with like Google Maps, you know, and zoomed in right there. There's this white bit, you know, we go up and but it turns out, by the way, that the white bit on the side of it, because obviously then, you know, Google was invented and I Googled this, like only got around to Google about 3-4 years ago. And I rang him and went, right, Don, here's what that is. I says, it's actually a marker on the mountain. It's there from, or the hill, it's there from, for World War II. They put that big white, it's a big rock that they painted white and put on the side of the hill so that planes could come in. They could see that as a marker and not crash into the side of the hill without lighting the thing up for the Germans to come and blow up the waterworks. And the house I lived in actually, and when I lived in Newington, Newington's a wee place in North Belfast if you don't know. But all the houses were 3-story terrace houses. But there was 2 houses at the bottom of the street and 2 houses in the middle of the street, which were just wee sort of 2 stories, completely different from the other ones. And the reason they were different is because that's the spot where the Germans dropped bombs when they were doing bombing raids on Belfast. Because they thought, the waterworks is, there's 2 big lakes in the waterworks in North Belfast, in the Antrim Road. And they thought that was the docks, so they started dropping their bombs. And one of the bombs landed where my house was then built, obviously. But that's what it was for, it was there. So, and I told him, he didn't believe me. And So we're up off the beaten track. We're climbing up through all sorts of stuff. And I'm no good with heights. And I was going, no, it's further on up here. And there's no path, no nothing. We're walking through brush and jaggies and all. We're walking up. And I think it's over there. And we looked at Google Maps. I'm like, yeah, it's over that ridge. I went, right, well, come on. And he went ahead of me. And I fair played it, Don, right? Me and Don have been best of mates since we were kids. And we just take the piss of each other, right? You know, it's... The two of us don't know why we hang out, Richard. But he went over and I was shit myself. I was sort of, you know, basically sliding down the side of it on my ass, holding on the grass and stuff because I was so scared of falling. Not that you could. And he kept saying, you know, and he kept saying, you can't fall. But fair play to him. He could see that I was genuinely scared and it was a genuine phobia and didn't take the piss out of me. So he went on down and he said, I found that it's here. And I went, right. And I actually said I might stay here. And he was like, no, Terry, you have to come over. He says, you have to come down here. He says, you've come this far, you can't. And if he hadn't done that, I'd have went, no, I know it's down there, that's fair enough. So I'm sliding down. And he goes, oh, it's all right, there's steps down there. So I was like, oh, happy days, come on down. Steps me arse. I slipped on my arse, but on his steps. And that was us, we're both at the White Stone. And there's a plaque there that says that, you know, it's for what I told him it was for. What I love about the plaque it says is that Belfast Lord Mayor Nuala McAllister put this out there on that particular date. You know, Nuala McAllister unveiled this, and you're going, aye, Nuala McAllister unveiled that at Belfast City Hall, and then one of the grunts freaking carried it up here for her. And of course, we sat there, got a photograph done, the two of us took a photograph, and we're like, aye, Jesus, we made it to the White Rock. And then we come back down again. And it was brilliant. I'm so glad we went up and done it because I said, some have talked about doing it since we were kids. And as I say, if it hadn't been for him, I'd have went, no, I'm not going down there. You know what? I'm so glad we done it. And then we took a photograph and I put it on the internet, put it on Facebook and all. And then I immediately pulled it back down because I thought, you know what? No, that's just for me and Don. That's not for the world to see. But I racked my trainers going up, they were bogging. So I put them in a washing machine and, they shrunk. I didn't realise you could shrink shoes. The shoes get smaller. Like, you're going, well, surely to God, the sole can't shrink, but the shoes get smaller. So I shrunk my good running shoes, so I had to get more, I had to buy new running shoes, done that today. Again, though, you're like buying shoes for running, you know, it's like you used to buy trainers, I'll buy the Nakers, or buy, nah, I'm sitting reading reviews of running shoes on the internet, and you're like, what happened to you? You used to be so good. And I suppose that's as good a time as any to introduce one of the new features on the podcast of the Terry McHugh Show. It is the running joke.
This is the running joke sent out from Johnny. What do you call a magician who's lost his magic? Ian.
The running joke, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be a regular feature. And the thing about the running joke is that's not a joke I wrote, that's a joke someone sent me. And this is the thing, if you want to send me a running joke, that has to be a rubbish joke. It can't be a good joke, it has to be a proper dad joke, right? So if you want to send me a running joke, you can do that via WhatsApp, send it to 07562-936-900. And that WhatsApp number's for the running joke. You can send me voice notes, you can ask me questions, you know, ask me anything you want, right? Use it as an agony aunt number. Ask me for life advice if you want. Don't get me wrong, the advice you get will be nonsense, but use that number to get in touch with me. So it's 07562-936-900. And I suppose now what we could do is we could do the other feature of the Terry McHugh Show. We could do the news. Hello, this is the news. The British government has had to come out and say that they are not considering conscription. Right, one of their chief dudes was at a thing and he was going, oh, we need a people's army and we need to put ourselves on a war footing and have a citizen's army in case the Russians come. And you're like, mate, I don't think the Russians are coming, okay? But if they did, a citizen's army, really? I mean, you know, he's talking, you know, 18, 19-year-olds, really? I mean, because teenagers are different now, mate. You know, back in the day, yeah, you could have thrown them in and they went, yeah, come on, let's do this. See now, you'd have a bunch of, you know, and they would listen to the training. They would have went and listened to the training. See the 18 and 19-year-olds you have now, they wouldn't listen to shit because they're all cocky because they think they've played Call of Duty for 6 years, that they're marksmen. You're the drill sergeant. Right, let's go. I don't know. No, sorry. We'll just find somewhere to hide and sit there for 4 hours, and then the Russians won't find us, and then we'll win. Is that not how it works? Conscription. I mean, I'd love to see my. I wouldn't love to see my. That sounds really bad. I'd love to see my teenage son go to war. I don't know. I can just imagine him. I can just imagine him, the drill sergeant. Okay, guys, we're gonna run 5 miles. Be like, no, how about you run 5 miles and come back and tell us how it is. I mean, this is a kid, I said to him one time, he says, mate, go and cut the grass, or I'll give you 20 quid. What he says, isn't he? He says, why don't you cut the grass and you can give me 20 quid anyway? Quite the wee entrepreneur. In other news, WhatsApp. WhatsApp. You think your WhatsApp messages are just for you? Not always. Nicola Sturgeon's WhatsApp messages came along, and Nicola Sturgeon is now Queen of Scotland, and I think if she ran for Queen of England, she'd probably get voted in, and she could be the next Prime Minister, because she sent a WhatsApp during COVID. It's been released as part of the COVID inquiry, where she called Boris Johnson a fucking clown. She shouldn't be saying that. What, you tell me what's factually incorrect there, right? See her approval rating now. It's better than the approval rating she had when she was the First Minister of Scotland, right? There is, honestly, there's people who voted no to independence who will now look and go, Nicola Sturgeon's a legend. Right? Not only did she call him a fucking clown, she said Matt Hancock was weak as nun's piss. Now, I don't know how weak a nun's piss is. I don't know what she means by that, but I'm going to assume that nun's piss is very, very weak. Again, she's like, and the other one, oh my God, I have seen so many comedians try to take, not even try, I've seen so many comedians use Cruella Braverman, Suella Braverman, I think that's called a Freudian slip, use Suella Braverman as, you know, for material, and the whole Rwanda thing is material, and they've all come up with different names for Cruella being all. None of them have hit on the perfect name for her like Nicola Sturgeon did, right? And I know there'll be people going, oh, you shouldn't use that as a joke and all the rest of it, right? But I don't give a shit. She referred to Cruella Braverman, or Suella Braverman, as Shitler. Like, that is winner of Joke of the Edinburgh Fringe, as far as I'm concerned. Shitler. I have not seen a comedian do that. Nicola Sturgeon, you're a legend. People are asking for her to apologise. I reckon Nicola Sturgeon should come out, double down, send another bunch of WhatsApps going, don't give a shit, I stand by everything I said. Fucking clown, weak as nun's piss. Shitler, yeah, not apologising. Legend. I'm not one for politicians, but Nicola Sturgeon, well played. You win my award for Person of the Week. And that was the news. So, room of trainers, shrunk with trainers, bought new trainers, bought a ladder box, bought a potato peeler. I mean, that's my life. Like, you know, people have said to me, Terry, like, what's it like hanging out backstage at a gig and all the rest? And you know, it's not what you think it would be. It's literally just me. Turn up, cup of tea, go out, tell my jokes, jump in the car, go home, maybe drink a beer or two, go to bed. You know, like I'm going to go home this evening. No, I'm looking forward to going home this evening doing. My mate got me a jigsaw for Christmas. She got me a friend's jigsaw. She knows if you're buying Terry a present, friends or Celtic, he'd be happy. So she bought me a friend's jigsaw. I'm actually really, really looking forward to going home and doing more of my friend's jigsaw. You know, I mean, I used to be rock and roll, and now I do jigsaws. And then the thing is, I'm trying to make sure that every night during this tour, when I come home, that at least I find at least one piece and put it in. And it's weird, this jigsaw, it's getting harder as I go along. I thought jigsaw would get easier the more bits you find and put in, you know what I mean? But I can't wait to go home and do my jigsaw, and then I'm going to go over and do my Lego, and I might have a beer, and then I might watch some crap TV, and then I might go to bed. You know, it's just, that's it. That's how rock and roll I am now. Jigsaws and tea and an occasional beer. You know, and the other thing, one thing I won't be doing though is thinking about that gig in Armagh. Like, my kid brother was here the night, I went out to see him at the interval. I went to the bar, there was people actually moved away from me at the bar, right? And Chris said to me, he says, mate, that was really funny. He says, but I couldn't laugh. I was like, why not? And he went, because no one else was laughing. He says, I actually had to bite my hand at one point to stop from laughing. He says, because I didn't want to be the only one in the room laughing. I was like, all right, cheers, mate. I won't be thinking of that. And things we're back in Armagh, as I record this, it's tomorrow night. As if you're listening to it on Friday, it's tonight. And Armagh's never let me down. Armagh's normally a lovely gig. But here, maybe it's a Thursday. Or maybe it was me. Maybe I was not great tonight. So anyway, I am going to go because I have to go listen to the last few minutes of Jake's thing. He's on at the minute. I want to go listen to him. If you're going to see us on, if you're going to come along to see us on the tour, I look forward to it. Hopefully you laugh more than they laugh tonight. What's this? Looking at notes from material that I'm thinking of doing. We'll see. Right, I'll read you a really random note here before I go. So, married 20 years, only one way to do things, and that's her way. My way results. No, only one way to do things, and that's her way. The way I do it, the end result is identical, but apparently I've done it wrong. Don't know if that's a joke or if that's me needing to go to therapy. So what else we got? My pronoun is knackered. Strict Catholic, 4 sisters, 2 brothers, North Belfast troubles, no phones. We had to be ready when TV told us. Oh yeah, I know what that is. Yeah, I know what that's meant. But anyway, I'm going to go. Listen, have you listened to this? Thank you very, very much. There you go. You got, not only have I done this 2 weeks in a row, you got 2 this week. You got a Nothing Funny Happened on the Way to the Gig, and you got a Terry McHugh Show with features, the running joke and the news. All this will tighten up. You know, like, I haven't written any of this down. I just basically turn on this mic and start talking, and this is what you get. I will tighten it all up. If you've listened to this and you've enjoyed it, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or whatever it is you're listening to on it. Just leave me a wee review. Wee 5 stars, wee nice comment. Subscribe to it. Subscribe, and then you'll know when I put out another one of these. And tell your friends. Tell your friends. So listen, I've been Terry McHugh. Thank you very, very much for listening to the Terry McHugh Show. I'm going to go listen to the rest of Jake O'Kane's show. Right. It's great to see you, Armagh, often, am I not?